or 967-2789. Well, there was a vote in the UN yesterday. 141-5. They admonished Russia about the invasion of Ukraine. Blasted Russia for it. Blasted it. This is based on the use of vacuum bombs, cluster bombs. These are war crimes under the Geneva Convention. They demanded they immediately cease the use of those weapons, and they demanded withdrawal. Now, when you say 141-5, you know, there are only 193 members of the UN, 193. This was the first emergency session in the UN in 40 years. That takes an overwhelming vote to even do that. It's only the 11th emergency session of the UN since the UN was formed 70 some odd years ago. And the UN does have a function. The right wing always tries to eliminate it. But the truth is that the UN, it's a way for people to air things and see international opprobrium or praise. Who are the five that voted against this? Russia, Belarus, captive of Russia, North Korea, Syria, and Eritrea. Eritrea, little country, Northern Africa. Of course, North Korea, the hermit kingdom. Syria, the mass murderer running that country. Belarus, simply a Putin slave. What's bothersome is the ones that abstained. There were abstentions. There were abstentions. Iraq abstained, okay, and Iran. But India, Pakistan, and China abstained. India and China hate each other. Why should they both abstain? Because India gets a lot of its weapons from Russia, and China has entered into some kind of a fake alliance with Russia. You may not remember this, in 1969, there was a shooting war between China and Russia over a disputed island right in the middle of our Vietnam War, and most people didn't pay attention to it. The Chinese and the Russians don't trust each other. They hate each other. They're different races, and they're different religions, different cultures. They both, however, feel the power of the United States. So what are we going to do about this? We're going to go to the lines, what we're going to do right now. Robert of West Allis, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Robert?
Good morning. I know the Biden administration, they're trying to turn the page on this. You know, they're going to Minnesota, they're going to Wisconsin, and they're trying to talk about their accomplishments. It's really just not going to work. Biden's approval rating is at 37%. Most of the people in the United States actually would like NATO to get involved with this conflict. And until they do that, it's just going to bog them down, just like when bogged down in Vietnam. Every day when we see the number of refugees, I think it was 900,000 yesterday, thousands of civilians dead. You know, you've already commented on the war crimes. As that news comes out day after day after day, their domestic agenda is going nowhere until they address this issue with the kind of action. And as you mentioned, I'm glad you just mentioned that, the vote yesterday, Putin was meeting with Pakistan, right? So we have all these countries like Hungary where there's authoritarianism going on. Turkey's been an unreliable partner to the West since Erdogan took over. I think we really need to realize what's going on here. You know, things are getting set up where we're actually going to have a world war. And the question is, you know, is NATO going to fight in Ukraine, or are they going to wait until there's millions of refugees in Poland and thousands of deaths in Poland or some other NATO country?
You know, that is a very insightful description. Let me build on that, give you my opinion of that. And I agree with you. I think initially, when Russia was going into Ukraine and said it would go in, Biden's hands were tied in this respect. Germany has a socialist slash green government that wasn't inclined to do anything at all. And they get, 40% of their fuel from Russia. If Biden had said, no, you're not going in back then, I think he could have done that, probably should have. And gets hit and expects the rest to then come to the assistance. That's a deep ask. So Biden made the the calculus. I've got to sit and I have got to make sure that I have Germany and France in particular on my side. And he did a masterful job. But in the meantime, the Russians went in. And I think part of the calculus there, even on Germany's part, was the Russians weren't going to commit war crimes and genocide. They were going to go in and take the Donbass region, the two breakaway states there, and incorporate them in Crimea. And we're not going to go into a shooting war about that. If Putin had said, I'm going to go in and bomb every building in the second largest city, Kherson, in Ukraine, and then eventually Kyiv, and kill perhaps hundreds of thousands of civilians, might have been a different story. My own view is if they'd been a little more astute, he did that in Grozny, not he, because he wasn't the head at the time, but the Russians did that in Grozny in the 94-96 rebellion there, and they did it in Syria under Poland, or under Putin. So I think there was this vanity feeling, well, he wouldn't do it to European city. Well, excuse me, he's a murderer, he's a sadist, and his sadists, they get a certain sexual release from seeing other people suffer. They really do. Clinically, they see somebody crying, being beaten, they quiver. And that's what he's like. He's not, it's hard to see him as human. So what do we do now, Robert? I agree. You know, you can go to Superior, and Joe did, and give a speech and talk about Build Back Better. People aren't worrying about Build Back Better. People are worrying about World War III. They're worrying about what they're doing in Ukraine. What happens now? The Russians just send a letter to Finland and Sweden saying, if you even apply for NATO, we will have a military response. And there's no response from NATO about that. That's wrong. NATO should then welcome that application and then just say, we're going to study it, we're going to decide, and do not threaten people who want to get involved with NATO, because if you attack them as we're deciding, we will respond militarily. Putin is all about all in, and he uses Sergey Lavrov and Dmitry Medvedev as his shills. He pushes all in, the poker term. If you somebody pushes all in against you, all their chips, you have to have a stronger hand than normal to call because of the risk. But we pushed all in, Biden did, fortunately, by saying if you go into a single NATO country, you're going to taste the full force of the American military. That's going all in. And so far, Putin has not tested that. He's trying to test it because Finland and Sweden are very similar to other Nordic countries, obviously. And they were just stupid and libertarian and thought, we're not going to join NATO. That's what happened. So I agree with you. And I personally would say, I'd put out a statement now in NATO, but this requires Germany and France to go along with it. The UK go along with it. And that when you were in Donbass, we didn't like it. But we had no indication that you would commit genocide and war crimes. Now that you are, we have imposed a no-fly zone. That's one way to put it. Get your planes out of there and stop hitting those buildings, or we're going to do a limited response to stop it. And you know what sad is? The State Department under Blinken won't even describe it as war crimes. He was asked, is it war crimes? Britain says it's war crimes. Others, they've gone to The Hague already. And all the United States is saying we're studying the issue. The Prime Minister of Lithuania said, I'm afraid the West is afraid of Putin. You can't be afraid just because a guy shoots his mouth off about nuclear weapons. Yeah, he has them, and so do we. Guys that do that aren't real serious about using them. But can we stand by and watch a country of 40 million people simply be exterminated? Going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.